Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Shannon Canalupo, clinical psychology doctoral student.
What role do shame-based memories have in psychopathological thinking? We have self-critical thinking like, I'm no good, I'm a failure, I can't do this, I'll never be able to get a job, girlfriend, enough money. Paranoid and suspicious thinking like, people are always talking about me, they send me messages. And shame-based thinking like, people will think I'm disgraceful, I'm flawed, I've dishonored my name. Portuguese psychologists wanted to determine the controlling role self-criticism and shame memories have in determining depressive symptoms and/or paranoid beliefs. 200 individuals completed self-reports to measure self-criticism, shame memories, depressive symptoms, and paranoid beliefs. Results? Self-criticism was able to explain the observed relationship between shame memories and depressive symptoms. However, self-criticism did not similarly explain the association between shame memories and paranoid beliefs. Understanding the role of self-criticism on depressive symptoms due to shameful memories allows us to empathize with those that currently suffer from depression. If you suffer from depression, stop self-criticism. Think self-esteem boosters. For example, name things you admire, you've done for others, or you excel in. Boost others' self-esteem by often telling them what you specifically value, appreciate what they have done, or how they've helped you.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Shannon Canalupo.